This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lavinia, why did you write this book?
Many years ago, when I first came into the church community, you know, and it wasn't uncommon for people to share their story, you know, they call it, you know, what's your testimony, what's your story? I probably wasn't really bold. I guess I'm not a really outgoing person. Others probably say differently, but, you know, my opportunity arose basically to be able to share it in a setting where I felt safe. I just had incredible feedback of people going, you need to share this story. This is an incredible story of transformation. It's an incredible story of testament to God. You need to do something about this. And so I really feel God started to plant something within me. What do I do with this story that I have that's quite unique? So I went on this journey for about 10 years, and it's only been the last 4 years really where I was quite intentional with my co-author, Alison Lloyd, to actually put pen to paper.
What is it, do you think, about your personal story that affects people so much?
It's a compelling story of heartache and brokenness and abuse. You know, trauma is such a topical subject at the moment. People just really are captivated by the fact that I'm able, at this stage in my life, to be able to articulate a story of brokenness, but not live and not speak from a place of pain. That hasn't come overnight. That's been a long journey of me rediscovering my identity and rediscovering hope and healing.
What's the abuse that you suffered in your life, Lavinia? And then how have you been able to cope with the trauma of that?
Look, the abuse was from a very young age. I mean, really from the day I was born, my father rejected me. He was determined to carry on the family name. My older sister was born, obviously, first, then I was. And as a result, he decided to raise her as a boy and reject me. So from a very young age, I was at the hands of his abuse and torment, and also my sister. And, you know, there's probably, you know, many occasions I can talk about, but it was torture. There were moments where my life was in danger.
Oh.
You know, a little girl, so fearful that somehow I came up with a concept of running away, and that was at absolute desperation.
How old were you?
I still look back, and I was four. That particular instance was, 4 years old. Some people would say they can't remember being four. My memories go back to the years of two because of the trauma that I continually endured. And on this occasion, it was an attempt drowning where my father instructed my sister, who's, you know, almost 3 years older than me, to drown me, hold my head underwater. You know, there are many stories throughout my childhood where my life had been spared, and I can only put it down to the grace of God.
Were you able to do that at the time at all, Lavinia, as a child, recognize God's protection in your life, or has that come since adulthood?
No, that's certainly something that has come through the journey. In the trauma and the pain and all that unfolded as becoming a ward of the state and living in such a transit kind of place, by the age of 17, I was done with life. I was looking for my own red button. I'd seen my sister suffer mental health issues and self-harm and many attempts to take her life. And I was determined to actually be successful to take my life.
Is that what you mean by pressing the red button?
Yeah, well, pressing the red button actually comes from where my sister and myself were taken to the annual Melbourne show. And this particular ride, it was a cage that would go round and round. And so, you know, the game was, unbeknownst to me, that my father and my sister would get me on this ride. And the only way they'd get me on it was to tell me there was a red button that I could press if I wanted it to stop.
Right.
Pretty much that just reflected my whole childhood, that, you know, I was searching, I was seeking for an escape. And by the age of 17, I'm like, if I don't find this escape button, I'm done with life. And that hardness of my heart, it actually started to soften, and I went seeking, and that created an openness of, I knew there was a God, but I didn't know about salvation, I didn't know Jesus, Mary, and how that kind of tied together, and if it did and didn't. But when I heard the message of salvation, in a moment I had this encounter where it's like my eyes were opened. You know, I had this incredible encounter that I felt there was something significant that I hadn't ever experienced before.
What did you encounter?
For me, hearing the story of salvation and the story of forgiveness.
In Jesus Christ?
Yeah, in Jesus Christ, like this man that walked the earth, that, you know, was human as us, that experienced the same challenges of life as we did, and yet he paid an ultimate sacrifice. And I'm like, who does that? Like, you know, as I've heard this story of salvation, you mean to say that Jesus died for me? You know, that I was even worth dying for. And so I started to have this sense of, well, if there is this God and there is this salvation, then I want to experience, I feel like I've experienced so much other kind of, you know, avenues of searching. I want to experience this God. And so, you know, I responded to a message to give my life to Jesus, to ask him into my heart, to ask for forgiveness. Whilst it was an encounter, I didn't really understand. I didn't know what love was. And as you'll read my book, you know, I went searching for love in a whole heap of different avenues. And so to then be told that there's a God that loves me, it took a number of years actually for me to actually experience that pure love and the love that would enable me to accept myself and go on that journey of forgiving myself, forgiving others. Sometimes people talk about conversions overnight. For me, it was a really slow burn.
It sounds to me like you've come to experience and know and accept the love of God, but that's God the Father too that you're talking about. So how did you bring all that together, and what would you say to someone who also has a poor or terrible, possibly abusive relationship with their earthly father?
Yeah, I've shared a number of times in women's prisons here in Melbourne, and these are, you know, over 80% of women have ended up in prison as a result of trauma or at the hands of abuse. And so really just saying to them, look, you and I, we have no control over how life has served us in the past. But what we can take control of is the now and the present. And so it's that sense of wanting to take ownership for the good and the bad, but also having a sense that you have been born. God's called you. God has created you. And if you can get a revelation to see yourself as God sees you, then you have so much life ahead of you. There is so much hope, but there is a journey that one needs to go on. And, you know, for me, it's been a lot of counselling and a lot of soul searching of being able to put the past behind you and not allow that to dictate the current and the future. Not easy. I completely understand that. But, you know, I've done the journey. It's a hard journey, but it is possible. And I think the only way you can actually achieve that is through the power of God.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.